Hey, so we're back for another season of Beans, Beets and Bankruptcy. I'm so excited. This season we're going to be chatting about, obviously, coffee, all the beats we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy. We're also going to be expanding it into an area dealing with corporate insolvency and just generally fun stuff in the restructuring space I'm finding interesting. What are we drinking? Today, 7 Miles cold brew mixed with an extra shot in the morning poured over ice with the ice strained. This is just a stunning way to start the day and obviously supporting a local brewer. Track for this week's actually Stolen Cars by All Day. I was initially attracted to the song because I love retro wave. I love anything that reminds you of that 1980s excess, but also has a relaxing vibe, particularly to work through. But in the end, I was a little bit let down by this track. Beats, on their own, I'd give them an 8, but the vocals, a 5 out of 10. Very much disliked it. Workability, though, 10 out of 10. Very smooth, retro wave vibes, just horrible vocals, meaningless lyrics, worth a listen to in the background, but I certainly wouldn't put it on in the car when it's at the front of your face. So today we're actually going to be talking about the presumption of insolvency, particularly in corporate insolvency matters, or as the Americans like to call it, corporate bankruptcy, though we don't call it that here in Australia. But that being said, the presumption of insolvency can arise in a number of circumstances, but quite simply put, under the Corporations Act, if you've got a company that can't pay its debts as and when they fall due, it's immediately deemed to be insolvent. However, proving insolvency can be challenging. So in certain circumstances, like in response to an unsatisfied statutory demand issued by a creditor, a company will be presumed insolvent for the purposes of certain proceedings, particularly winding up proceedings to wind up the company in the federal court or another superior court. And so what makes this a really interesting dilemma is sometimes not every defendant thinks they're insolvent, and it's imperative to them in defending those proceedings, rather than just paying out a creditor or all of their creditors, to actually establish that they're factually insolvent. So today I just wanted to make a mention of a case called In the Matter of Sales Corp Proprietary Limited, 2021 in the New South Wales Supreme Court. It wasn't a particularly interesting decision. However, in that particular case, there was some guidance by the court as to what determines insolvency. And so in this particular instance, the defendant actually alleged a company was solvent because it had $1 million in the account and it wasn't really trading. So outside of a particular creditor, it thought it had a pretty definable issue. However, unfortunately, the court looked at the evidence they were able to provide and said, well, you're actually not insolvent. They couldn't be convinced. Not enough evidence was tendered. The defendant didn't provide financial records, didn't disclose other creditors. And ultimately, despite their very simple assertion that they weren't trading, they weren't at risk, the court determined that the creditor could rely on the presumption of insolvency as arising out of the unsatisfied statutory demand, and the company was ultimately wound up. So it's a pretty good reminder to directors of companies, in particular defendant debtors in insolvency proceedings, that the second you've got an insolvency proceeding coming up, you should really prioritize the idea and the goal, the practical goal of establishing your insolvency or solvency factually. And, you know, if you have a quick look and you say, well, we're actually insolvent, then make a strategy to work within that logical purview. Consider restructuring, voluntary administration, or engagement with a stakeholder in a different fashion. But, you know, if you look at it and say, hey, we're actually solvent, then make sure we get the evidence prepared properly. And though it's not always required that you get an independent expert, because solvency is a determination of the court rather than determination by expert opinion, if you're a layperson and you don't have access to good advisors within your current sphere, then getting an independent expert to check it out for you is probably going to be a very vital idea. So keep it front of mind, and if you have any questions, get some advice.